You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 05, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The United States State Department is reinstating a visa bond program that will require travelers from certain countries to pay up to $15,000 before entering the U.S. on tourist or business visas. A visa bond serves as a financial guarantee that ensures visa holders leave the U.S. on time and follow visa rules. If a traveler overstays their visa, the government can keep the bond money. If they leave as required, the bond is refunded. This program is a 12-month pilot, targeting countries with over 10% visa overstay rates, primarily in Africa. The official list of affected countries will be posted on the travel.state.gov website at least 15 days before the program starts. Countries like Chad, Eritrea, Haiti, Myanmar, Yemen, Burundi, Djibouti, and Togo have previously shown high overstay rates. A notice published on August 5th states that the program will help the State Department assess the effectiveness of bonds in enforcing immigration rules. The initiative is backed by Presidential Executive Order 14159, issued on January 20, 2025, which aims to strengthen immigration enforcement and border security. Visa overstays occur when non-immigrant visitors remain in the U.S. longer than allowed by their visa, as indicated on their I-94 arrival departure record. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, releases annual reports detailing overstay rates by country and visa type. In April 2019, an executive order directed DHS and the State Department to address high visa overstay rates, including the possibility of requiring administrative bonds. The Visa Bond Pilot Program applies to B-1 B-2 visa applicants from countries with overstay rates of 10% or more in the B-1 B-2 category, based on the DHS Fiscal Year 2019 Entry-Exit Overstay Report. Countries not in the Visa Waiver Program accounted for over 300,000 overstays in FY 2018. The affected countries will be identified by DHS based on overstay rates and other factors such as national security risks. The Trump administration is also considering expanding its travel ban to over 40 countries based on perceived national security risks. Tier 1 countries face full entry bans, while Tier 2 countries have specific visa restrictions. The bond amounts, ranging from $5,000 to $15,000, are determined by the Department of State, DAS, or DHS, based on the likelihood of an applicant overstaying their visa. The pilot program specifically targets B-1, B-2 visas for business and tourism, excluding other visa types like F student visas. This focus allows the Department of State to evaluate the practicality of processing visa bonds before potentially expanding to other visa types. Refund conditions for the visa bonds include timely departure, naturalization, or death. The process for refunds is not fully detailed, but typically involves DHS confirming the person's exit from the U.S. using entry-exit records. The information does not clarify how the proposed visa integrity fee or expedited interview fee relates to the bond program. The Immigration and Nationality Act, INA, governs U.S. immigration and allows for the request of bonds, though their use for non-immigrant visas has been rare. Legal concerns may arise regarding the broad application of these bonds and potential discrimination. The Trump administration is also considering a $1,000 fee for expedited visa interviews, which may face legal challenges. The U.S. Travel Association and human rights advocates express concerns that the visa bond program could discourage legitimate travel, impacting tourism and the economy. In March, international arrivals dropped by 11.6%, with travel from Canada and Mexico falling by 20% compared to the previous year. Bonds will be managed by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, IC, which will collect bonds and enforce rules. If a traveler overstays, DHS will confirm the overstay, and the bond will be forfeited. The pilot program aims to evaluate the effectiveness of visa bonds in reducing overstays while managing administrative burdens. The visa bond program is part of a broader effort to tighten immigration policies, influenced by the Trump administration, including a travel ban and a proposed $250 visa integrity fee affecting various travelers. Concerns persist about the potential for profiling and the impact on travel from developing nations, raising questions about fairness in U.S. immigration practices. Copyright, African Elements.